بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate.
سورة أنزلناها وفرضناها وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات لعلكم تذكرون.
This is a surah which we have revealed and which we have made obligatory. We have revealed in it clear instructions so that you may take heed. We have revealed in it clear instructions.
Whatsoever has been said in this surah is not in the nature of recommendations or suggestions that may or may not be followed by a person, depending on his own will. They are instead categorical commands which must be followed. If someone believes in and wants to submit himself to God, it is imperative that he acts in conformity with these commands.
الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين.
Those who fornicate, whether female or male, flog each one of them with 100 lashes. And let not tenderness for them deter you from what pertains to Allah's religion, if you do truly believe in Allah and the Last Day. And let a party of believers witness their punishment. Flog each one of them with 100 lashes.
The preliminary command about punishment for adultery occurred in Surah Al-Nisa 4:15. Here the categorical punishment is being laid down. The punishment will apply where either of the partners is unmarried. As also alluded to in Al-Nisa 4:25 and confirmed by many traditions, the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the rightly guided caliphs, and the consensus of the Ummah, the punishment will be rajm, stoning to death, where the partners found guilty of adultery happen to be married.
And let a party of believers witness their punishment.
This means that the punishment should be carried out publicly. This would be, on the one hand, arouse in the culprit a feeling of shame, and on the other, serve as a lesson to others.
الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين.
Let the fornicator not marry any except a fornicatress or idolatress, and let the fornicatress not marry any except a fornicator or an idolater. That is forbidden to the believers. That is forbidden to the believers.
A befitting match for a person who is guilty of unlawful sexual intercourse and who does not subsequently repent could only be either a woman who does not mind unlawful sexual relations or a polytheist. A believing woman of good moral character cannot be a good match for such a dissolute person. It is in fact prohibited for believers to willfully give their daughters in marriage to such persons. Therefore, as far as those women who are guilty of unlawful sex and who do not repent thereafter are concerned, it is in men of the same character or polytheists that they will find appropriate spouses. In fact, it is not only inappropriate but also forbidden for a good-charactered believer to marry a woman who is known to be morally dissolute, especially in matters pertaining to sex. It is obvious, then, that this injunction applies to those men and women who persist in their evil ways. As for those who repent and mend their ways after some lapse, this verse is not applicable to them. For those who repent and subsequently mend their ways can no longer be treated as tainted with the guilt of unlawful sexual intercourse.
والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم 80 جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا وأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Those who accuse honorable women of unchastity, but do not produce 4 witnesses, flog them with 80 lashes, and do not admit their testimony ever after. They are indeed transgressors, those who accuse honorable women of unchastity.
That is, accusing chaste women of adultery. The injunction also applies to chaste men if they are accused of adultery. This is termed qadhf in the Sharia terminology.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Except those of them that repent thereafter and mend their behavior, for surely Allah is most forgiving, ever compassionate. For surely Allah is most forgiving, ever compassionate.
The jurists are agreed that the punishment for qadhf does not lapse even if the accuser repents. They are also agreed that the repenter will not be regarded as a sinner and God will forgive him. But opinion is divided over the question whether the testimony of the repenter will be legally admissible. The Hanafis are of the opinion that it will not be, while Shafi, Malik and Ahmad ibn Hanbal are in favor of accepting it.
والذين يرمون أزواجهم ولم يكن لهم شهداء إلا أنفسهم فشهادة أحدهم 4 شهادات بالله إنه لمن الصادقين.
As for those who accuse their wives of unchastity and have no witnesses except themselves, the testimony of such a one is that he testifies, swearing by Allah 4 times that he is truthful in his accusation. As for those who accuse their wives of unchastity,
that is, accuse them of adultery.
والخامسة أن لعنة الله عليه إن كان من الكاذبين.
And a 5th time, that the curse of Allah be on him if he be lying in his accusation.
ويدرأ عنها العذاب أن تشهد 4 شهادات بالله إنه لمن الكاذبين.
And the punishment shall be averted from the woman if she were to testify, swearing by Allah 4 times that the man was lying.
والخامسة أن غضب الله عليها إن كان من الصادقين.
And a 5th time that the wrath of Allah be on her if the man be truthful in his accusation.
This is termed li'an in the Sharia terminology. Recourse to li'an cannot be had privately but in a court of law. Both husband and wife can demand li'an. If either of them avoids taking the oaths after li'an has been demanded, he, she will be put in prison until he, she agrees to follow the li'an procedure. On the completion of the procedure, they become unlawful for each other forever.
وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Were it not for Allah's bounty and His mercy unto you, and that Allah is much prone to accept repentance and is wise, you would have landed yourselves into great difficulty on the question of unsubstantiated accusation of your spouses.